Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, your host, bringing you stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Let's head to Juliana Smoke for a look at this week's stories.
Today we're going to talk with a church planter who is starting a new church that is reaching outdoor men and women with the love of Jesus.
I'm John Graham, and you probably remember his ice blue eyes, his dreadlocks, and of course, his singing voice from American Idol. Jason Castro joins us on The Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson, and this half hour we'll hear about a missionary who has unique opportunities to minister to men and women from all over the world and share the good news of Jesus Christ.
I'm Myrna Brown. We want to tell you about another Matthew West creation that just might be the perfect anthem for mission work.
Also today, we meet Lante and his personal ministry on our Mission Georgia Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Outdoor Church of Arkansas is a church for outdoors men and women and their families, and it seems to be catching on. Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke has a story from Scotty Johnson, founder and pastor of the church.
Arkansas is mainly a rural state where more than half of the state population either hunt, fish, or spend time in wildlife-related activities. Scotty Johnson is an Arkansas Baptist State Convention church planter and pastor who is starting a non-traditional church called Outdoor Church of Arkansas in Conway that is reaching one of the state's largest demographics, outdoor people. Scotty Johnson, pastor of Outdoor Church of Arkansas, joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Scotty.
Glad to be with you guys today.
Now, the church has been meeting for less than a year. Tell us about the new church and how the Lord led you to church planting.
We are trying to reach a specific group of people that we just feel like that most churches are not comfortable or they just don't know how to reach, and that's outdoorsmen. The Lord laid on my heart that He was preparing me to do something, and I began to have conversation and discussion about planting a church. The more I prayed about it, I felt the Lord was specifically leading me toward this demographic of people, the outdoorsmen. You know, we have tremendous success getting men and women and children to the wild game suburbs, but then the following Sunday, you know, where are they? Mm. Where are those people that came and filled the fellowship halls and the venues? And they just wouldn't come back. So I knew there was potential to get those people to church, but I thought, what if we geared a church around that person? Could we reach them? I'm just holding on to my hat and just buckled up, and the Lord's just taking us on a wild ride. It's been amazing what God's doing.
Wow. And Outdoor Church of Arkansas is introducing people to Jesus by appealing to their love of hunting and fishing.
Yes, that's right. You know, a lot of our men and women, they work 6 days a week, and Sunday is their only time off. And so a lot of those people spend that in the woods or on the water. So we said, could we possibly meet on a Tuesday night so that we could kind of get along with their natural rhythm of life and see if we could try to reach them then? And right now, it just seems to be working. You know, and also one of the things that we're doing that I think is unique, we opened up a free indoor archery range that's available to the entire community. We feel like it's just a funnel to get people to enter into our church facility. And as they get to know us, we just invite them naturally to our church. And it's just been working great. I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing through something as simple as providing a family atmosphere like the indoor archery range.
Mm-hmm. And reaching this demographic is just a natural fit for you.
Yeah, I have hunted and fished all my life. If it's outdoors, I enjoy it. And my best friends have always been outdoorsmen. And so I just knew that was a natural skill set for me because I knew how to hunt, knew how to fish. I spoke that language because outdoorsmen, they speak their own language. And how I felt like I was gifted and would be able to reach those people is because I'm one of those people.
Right. And what does that mean to you to see the Lord not only call you to plant a church for outdoor men and women, but He's also uniquely gifted you to do so?
Well, you know, it's humbling. So many different ways that the Lord uses people. And I guess I never really thought that the Lord would use me that way. I've done student ministry for 23 years and thought I would retire doing student ministry. And to see God bring a passion and a love into fruition where I could actually use those gifts and passions and love to reach people just is humbling to me.
Mm-hmm. How can we get more information about the church?
Well, you can go to our website, outdoorchurchofarkansas.com.
Well, Scotty, it's exciting to hear how the Lord is using you and the church. How can we pray for you?
some of the biggest ways that you can pray for us right now is that we just continue to be faithful and obedient to God. And I think secondly would be pray that the Lord would just bless us financially. And thirdly, that we would see people come to Christ as a result of what we're doing through Outdoor Church. And we're seeing that happen. We've got a baptism scheduled here in the next few weeks. And I just believe that we're going to see more and more of that as a result of our obedience to Christ. So It's exciting stuff.
We've been speaking with Scotty Johnson, pastor of Outdoor Church of Arkansas. Scotty, thank you so much for joining us today. And we will definitely be praying for you and the church.
Thank you so much for the time. And I just appreciate what you guys do there.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Many of us feel there's so much more to life. Jesus offers us hope for every situation. All we need to do is ask. A change in your life is so easy to find. Learn more at findithere.com.
Thanks for listening to Life with Purpose Radio. Since season 8 of American Idol, Jason Castro has ridden the wave of music success and beyond. John Graham recently caught up with Jason to talk about his music, acting, and his faith journey on today's Culture Connection.
Fans of American Idol will no doubt remember the 2008 third runner-up Jason Castro. With huge success in both mainstream and Christian markets as a musician, Jason now takes to the big screen in a film called The Perfect Summer. He's here to tell us all about the film. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's such a joy to talk with you. Before we get to the film, though, I think our listeners would love to hear a little bit about your faith journey, kind of how you got a relationship with the Lord and how that's kind of factored into your life up to this point.
Sure. Well, I was fortunate to grow up in a Christian home with parents who loved God and really taught by example, what it meant to follow Christ. And so from an early age, I always, knew God was there and believed in him and had no doubt about that. But, it kind of just became this fact to me that God was there. And I was about 16 when I really feel like I encountered God for the first time at a church camp, through worship. I was really moved and my heart was really pulled towards God from less of an idea and more of a person. And from then on, it's really been a journey. And I think the older I get, the more time goes by, I can see God's hand through everything kind of guiding me. And so, that's it in a nutshell.
Certainly you would say that God's hand kind of guided you through that American Idol experience that's now led you to the big screen. Tell us a little.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bizarre.
I always say, God has such bigger plans for us than we can even imagine. And I remember early on, even before American Idol, I was so set on being a musician. And I was a drummer in this rock band. And, the first time I went to L.A. and showcased, I was 18. And I thought this was it. And God really showed me that maybe this isn't the best thing. And I really had to give up music before it came back bigger than I could have ever imagined. And I think that happens so often with so many people whenever we just kind of let go of our dreams and visions and trust God that he's got a plan, that so many times he knows the desires of our heart and he wants our good. And it's been an incredible journey. And I never thought I would be here. I never thought I would have been singing and much less acting on the TV.
Tell us a little bit about The Perfect Summer.
Well, The Perfect Summer, it's a great little movie, set in a beach town, and I got invited. The way I got hooked up to the movie was through music. They were interested in using some of my songs, and then they were like, hey, would Jason, be interested in a role? And at the time, I was like, no, I've never acted. I'm not really looking to be an actor, but when I heard what the movie was about, the premise and, being set, on the beach, I was like, hey, this role they got me playing, this surf shop owner, it's not too far of a stretch. I could totally do that. And so I jumped in and took a chance and it was a lot of fun. I was pretty nervous going into it. But it turned out great. And I love the movie. It's a great story about, just stretching yourself and going outside of your normal thing. And I think we can all have that reminder sometimes, just get out of our comfort zone.
Well, now, for your first foray into acting, you get to work alongside Academy Award nominee Eric Roberts. That had to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, you It's amazing. You never know who you're going to end up in a room with, much less working with. And time and time again, I just keep being surprised by the company. And you know, it's really, I mean, it's neat to see somebody do what they do. When someone as good as him, you know, it's really inspiring just to see people who are brilliant at their craft.
Yeah. Well, present company included, you have all kinds of other projects going on, as I understand. What else is happening on the music side for Jason Castro?
Well, right now I've got an album out, Only a Mountain, that we're just kind of wrapping up a touring season. I'm spending a little downtime at home before we, you know, get ready to work on some new music. But I'm at home right now, and the project I have going on right now, I'm remodeling a house.
Oh, boy.
that's been the latest project.
So we should look for you on HGTV soon, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the next one.
How can folks catch The Perfect Summer? Where can they view it?
Well, it just released on DVD. You can find it at all major retailers, including Walmart. So go look for it, The Perfect Summer, wherever you buy movies.
All right, Jason. Well, it's such a joy to talk with you today, and we'll let you get back to your remodeling. But thanks for sharing. thanks for sharing a little bit of your story.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Jason Castro performing in The Perfect Summer, available at all major retailers. And until next time, I'm John Graham, bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and inspirational stories of caring Christians around the world. We hope our stories encourage you to live your life with purpose and help others to do the same. We'd like to hear from you. Give us your comments about today's program or maybe a past program, and even your story suggestions. Our email is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. That's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Another way to talk to us is through Facebook or Twitter. You'll find us at LWP Radio. One more time, that's LWP Radio for both Facebook and Twitter. Let us hear from you today. And as a free gift, we would like for you to have the hardback edition of Words of Life. It's a devotional book from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And it's free just for the asking at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. That's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's our way of saying thanks for listening. All right, let's get back to our stories. Here's Myrna Brown.
Thanks, Rod. His name is Matthew West, and you've heard his number one song before. We want to tell you about another Matthew West creation that just might be the perfect anthem for mission work, coming up.
Also ahead is the story of Lante and his personal ministry working with Burmese people in Atlanta, Georgia, on our Mission Georgia Moment. But first, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose radio studio for the story of the world at our doorstep.
Thanks, Rod. There are a few missionaries who have unique opportunities to reach people who come from all over the world. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with one of these missionaries, a man who ministers at one of our busiest seaports, where thousands of seafarers come from many countries each year. Let's listen.
I'm very pleased to be talking on the phone today with one of our Georgia Baptist missionaries, Everett Tumlin, who serves in Savannah, Georgia, ministering to the seafarers who come into the port of Savannah from all across the world. Everett, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Everett, you have a great opportunity to have influence upon internationals from all over the world. Would you tell us how God led you to this ministry?
Be glad to. Of course, I'm an over-the-hill veteran. I'm on my 51st year of ordained ministry. God prepared me in part through 23 years of active duty in the U.S. Navy as a chaplain, where I traveled to many foreign countries. Then after that, I was pastor here in Savannah of a church for 13 years, in which we had a Vietnamese and a Laotian congregations, and kept me in touch with people from Southeast Asia who reside here in the United States now. So all of these contacts, God worked in my heart and life to keep me active in fulfilling the Great Commission, the first word of which is go.
Amen. And I thank you for going, and thank you for 51 years of ordained ministry and serving the Lord effectively in chaplaincy with the U.S. Navy and as a pastor of a church. God's really used you in a great way. I'm sure there are thousands of men and women who come into the port of Savannah on these huge ships carrying goods from all over the world and taking American goods to other nations. Wonder if you would tell our listeners about the Seafarers Ministry and how you actually connect with these folks who come into our port there at Savannah.
Ministry here dates back to 1843. That's a long time ago.
Yes, indeed.
And because the port of Savannah was instrumental in the expansion of America in the 19th as well as the 20th centuries. These seamen come in, and in today's modern seafarer, about 25 aboard each vessel. Roughly 10 vessels per day come in, which would mean roughly 250 seafarers are here most every day and night. We connect with them through both tradition. They know from previous contacts about us. They also have opportunity to find us on the internet. Then we personally make visits aboard many of these vessels as we have opportunity. We're allowed to do so because we have met the Homeland Security requirements to give us access. We cherish that and we protect that to carry out the multiple missions to these vessels. But and our ministry focus on those 25 seafarers aboard the vessels. Befriend them while they are here and help meet their very real needs.
Well, that's an incredible ministry, and I'm sure there are many people who are not aware that that's going on. Thank you for what you're doing day by day. I wonder if there is one in particular that is on your mind, one of these individuals that you've ministered to, that you've shared the Lord with, that you'd be willing to tell us about.
Well, let me tell you about Kamal. He was on a large container ship a couple of months ago called Mal Encore. He came to our seaman's house, and we have Bibles in many languages, 37 in particular. He got one in his native language, and he also wanted an English language because that's the official language aboard vessels now. Got a copy of our Daily Bread, and we talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. I shared with him our Jesus DVD in many languages. He returned to the ship, and two of his shipmates, Paul and Jerry, came. They are from the Philippines. Kamal was from Malaysia. And they wanted one of my Jesus DVDs as well, so they could share it aboard ship and at home. While I was with Jerry and Paul, I prayed with them, encouraged them to maintain their faith and expand their witness while they're aboard ship. We also went shopping, and they got some basic items that they need and were rejoicing when they left. This happens quite often. It just warms my heart, and they thank me very deeply for just my attention and the small amount of time and of the resources that I share with them.
Well, I'm confident that you've had a great impact on their lives as they're having on yours, and there's a great deal of love being expressed. We're just so grateful for what you're doing, Everett. I wonder if you might just share with our listeners how we might pray for you today.
Please pray that I'll be sensitive, first of all, to the many language groups and ethnic groups that are aboard these vessels. Some of them are difficult to get to know, to warm up to, if you will. So I need a lot of sensitivity, and I need a great amount of boldness also, because the short amount of time that I have with them to share friendship and the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to use to the maximum. The other way is you lift me up to make sure as I get older and older that I can keep going and keep my own attitude positively and in step with the Spirit of the Lord so that I can listen carefully to them and they can also hear me carefully when I speak with them. Amen. And lastly, they would just pray that these seeds that are being planted will be fertilized and watered by missionaries around the world in many different ports and countries. And that's my calling every day.
Everett, I want to thank you for being the great missionary that you are, ministering to those folks who come into the port of Savannah and sharing the word of the Lord Jesus Christ with them. And we'll be praying as you have requested us to pray. And I'm so thankful that God has given you so many wonderful years of life in ministry, and just pray that He'll continue to give you good health, that you might continue to serve Him in the years to come. Thank you so much for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Amen. You're very welcome.
For more information on the work of the Savannah Seaport Ministry, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
It was a name label and a testimony from a fan that inspired his most known song. Hello, my name is, Matthew West. And Myrna Brown has a story from Matthew on Life with Purpose Radio.
Hello, my name is Regret.
His name is Matthew West, and that song was number one on the National Christian Radio Chart for 17 weeks straight, officially breaking the record for the most weeks at number one. Matthew West is right in the middle of an amazing tour, and we are so thankful that he's making time for Life with Purpose Radio. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, it's great to talk to you today.
Great to talk to you always.
Thank you.
The last time we spoke, it was about your song, Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
And a lot of ministry done via that song. It was one of the singles off of the Into the Light project. And another hit single from that same project is what we just heard, Hello, My Name Is.
Over the last few years, I've read so many stories from people all over the country and really from all over the world. And in one way or another, a common thread that I've noticed is a struggle with identity. You know, I had a young man named Jordan who wrote to me, and he inspired this song because the way he put it was just so powerful. The first sentence of his story said, "Hello, my name is Jordan, and I'm a drug addict." That's what it said. And he said, for the last several years, I've really battled thinking that that's how I would always be known, because I was the guy who used to be an All-American athlete but threw it all away when I broke my ankle and got hooked on pain medication. And so Jordan agreed to go to a recovery program where he spent an entire year fighting his addiction and letting God change his view of himself. And he finished his story by telling me that he graduated from recovery. He went back and graduated from the college that had kicked him out because of his addiction, became a high school teacher and football coach, and he said, you know, I no longer introduce myself the way I did at the beginning of my letter. Instead, I say, hello, my name is Jordan, and I'm a child of the one true King.
Hello, my name is child of the one true King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace. The song I sing, hello, my name is child of the one true King. Whoa.
And I really thought, man, that story is a story that the whole world needs to hear.
Oh,
because we are not defined by our past. And Jordan got it right. We're not defined by our mistakes. We're not even defined by the good things about our lives. Those are just surface parts of our identity. But our true, the core, the essence of our identity is found in our Creator and what He says about us. And 1 John 3:1 says it all, and it says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called His children.
Matthew, you are indeed a storyteller, and you just have a wonderful way of hearing and reading true stories and then transforming them into these wonderful songs. You did it again with Do Something.
Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. Now listen. If not us, then who?
That song's a shot in the arm. You know, that song fires me up and challenges me to think about how I'm living my life every day. And that song, again, inspired by another true story of an inspiring young woman who went from a college student to an activist, starting an orphanage in Uganda, of all places. She had gone there for a semester as a college student to learn about microfinancing. And while she was there, she found an orphanage where the children were actually being badly abused and neglected
within the actual walls of the orphanage. This girl, this college student, was so moved and challenged and heartbroken by the plight of these children that she decided she wasn't going to leave Uganda until something was done about it. They shut down the orphanage because she wouldn't stop pestering the government, and then they placed 40 children under her care. To this day, her and her sister, 25 years old, they're twins, and they run an orphanage together in Uganda caring for 200 children, all because she just said, you know what, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know I have to do something. And I remember her telling me that when I talked to her. She said, I had no clue what I was doing, but I knew that God was going to help me, and I just kept thinking, if I don't do something, who will?
I'm declaring right now, you heard it first here on Life with Purpose Radio, that is the perfect anthem for mission work. I mean, it just
You know, it's funny. Well, thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Same here. And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Atlanta, Georgia, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
My name is Zatlay Zonglanlal, but you can call me Lante. I was born in April 29, 1993, in Danzang, Chin State, Burma. My father was an evangelist, but he passed away before I was born. Every night, my mom would tell me how I can be saved and how I can go to heaven. I tried really hard to believe in God, but I couldn't. Whenever I hear people say how they got saved, I thought, God, you can save them, but why won't you save me? I'm going to church. I'm doing everything, every good things that I can. In 2007, the Holy Spirit revealed to me what believing meant. I was saved. The moment that I believed, I was, you know, overwhelmed with joy. And afterwards, I would no longer have those fears and doubts and those nightmares. Recently, I had a chance to witness to my friends and some other families. It's a great blessing that six people came to know Christ. I teach kids every Sunday, and I would also lead worship. There are a lot of Burmese people in Atlanta area now. My desire, and also our church's desire, to bring everyone to Christ and to know the truth.
For more information on how you can be a part of the Mission Georgia Season of Prayer and Offering, just go to the website missiongeorgia.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope these stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Outdoor Church of Arkansas, Jason Castro, Seafarer's House Ministry, Matthew West, and Missionary Lante from Atlanta, Georgia. Be with us next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.